After the Shemaya, we're going to try to do the Sugya of Basar Bein HaShinayim. We'll start by structuring the Gemara, B'siyata D'Shemaya, go through the basic shitas, the Rambam and the Rush, as understood by the Tur and explained by the Bach, and then take a step back and go into the Beis Medrash of the Ramban and see how his Talmidim, he and his Talmidim read the Sugya, and then revisit the Rambam and see where that takes us. So that is the Yatav Shemaya, is our structure for today. I think there'll be a lot of beautiful, deep things that will come out. Last time, we cheshbening out the Tosos. Now the ambitions are going to be greater. So first of all, we left off on the bottom of Kuf Dalid on the Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa by Shammai and Beis Hillel, who discuss the nature of Kinuach and Hadocha. Rashi, in Dibra Maskel, below Kinuach HaPeh, tells us what Kinuach is for. Now, Rashi says this in a couple of places. Rashi says, Avol b'psar behema boi Kinuach kidil kamon, shelo yehe nidbak klum min arishon b'chanichav. Rashi says that the kinuach is there to remove the shuman that's on his chanichav. And then the Gemara presents a shaila that Rav Asi had asked Rav Yochanan. The Gemara there says, "Bo minei Rav Asi Rav Yochanan, kama yisha bein basar legvina. How much do you need to wait between basar and gvina? Amalei v'loi klum. You don't have to wait anything at all." Says the Gemara, "Eini." V'amar Rav Chizda, the psak of Rav Chizda was not that way. Achol basar, asar achol gvina. Gvina mutal achol basar. El kam yisha ben gvina le basar. No, he asked him, how much do you have to wait between cheese and milk? Amalei v'loi klum. And on that he said that there isn't any need. Rashi comments on asar lechol gvina. Rashi again, l'shitasa here says, mishum de basar maitzi shuman, v'hu nidbak bepeh, umarech betamoy. So you have the shuman that's stuck in the, I guess, the palate, and that you have to do something for it. So what do we see before in the Gemara? Kinuach and Hadacha is an option. Last week we discussed whether Kinuach and Hadacha is enough. That's an option to remove it. And Rashi clearly keeps on repeating that it's going to be there to remove the Basar Bein HaChinichayim. Rashi in Dibar Maskel ain kinuach peh, four lines from the top. Rashi says, Lahakshir, what's kinuach do? Lahakshir lechol basar achar gvina. So some of the achroinim are medayek, the Rashi said that the kinuach is here to allow for taking out the gvina before eating basar. But what about the inverse? Rashi should have also mentioned the inverse. Nowhere, the achronim point out, does Rashi mention the inverse. So from here is mashma that what we discussed last week, the machlokis between Rabbeinu Tam and the first day in Tosas, we're now going to refer to the first day of Tosas as the Gaonim. That's how the Ritva is going to present him, and we're eventually going to get to the Ritva. So that machlokis, Rashi actually seems closer to the Gaonim, that at the end of the day, kinuach and adacha doesn't work. That's just fearing ice, basic shitas Rashi. Now we get to the focus. Obviously, we'll come back in terms of all these diukim and Rashi, all the way at the end. The Gemara now continues in a very cryptic, straightforward but cryptic Gemara. The Gemara says, "Gufa Amar Rav Chizda Achav Basar Aslechol Gvina Gvina Mutal Lechol Basar." This is what we had quoted from Rav Chizda. Amar Le Rav Acha Bar Yosef Le Rav Chizda. Rav Acha asked Rav Chizda, Basar shebein hashinayim al. What's going to be the halacha about meat that's stuck between the teeth? What does Rashi say? Basar bein hashinayim. Mi choshev basar is meat that's found between the teeth. Considered basar shelo lechol gvina imay achi yitlanu. That it should prohibit eating cheese afterwards. Kri aleha. Who's kri? Who did this? Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda called onto him. Onto it, habasar aidenu ben shinehem. The pasuk that describes us in the midbar, that we couldn't hold ourselves back from meat, and the meat was still in our teeth when the Magefa began. Habasar Adenu Bein Shinem. Rashi says, Habasar Adenu, Alma Mikri Basar. When the Basar is between the teeth, it's going to be considered Basar. Ad Kan Divrei HaGemara. Now, when it comes to the Chshash of waiting that Rav Chisda required, the Tur has some fascinating diyukim in our Gemara. And the Tur says that from Rashi, in contrast to the Rambam, we'll end up in very, very different places. So we're going to start out, as I said, is build the sugya as understood by the Tur, which is a very good place to start. The Bach is a beautiful bridge between Lamdus and Halach Lamaisa. So see how the Bach explains it, and then we'll start again within the Rishonim themselves. So comes along the Tur, and he famously says a shtickel Torah. The Tur says the shtickel Torah, and he says on our Gemara as follows: Simin Pei Tes Sif Aluf, says the Tur, Achol Basar Loishna Behema V'Chay V'Oif Lo Yoechol Gvina Acharav Ad Sheyishe Kishir Shemizman Tzudas Habayik Tzudas Erev Shu Sheishavs. There is a Machlokis Rishonim that the Gemara later on says Misuuda Suuda. Does that mean from one Suda to any other Suda, or it means the average Suda, which is from the morning to the night, which is 6 hours. Vafilum shah kishir. Even if you waited 6 hours, im yesh basar bein hashinayim, tzarech lasira. If you have meat between the teeth, you need to remove it. Ubetay chazman, afil ein basar bein hashemayim asur. Lefi shah basar motzi shum moshek tamo adzman aruch. So says the Torah, without quoting a shita, he says that if you did kinuach and hadacha, so then in such a case, that will be effective in removing the shuma. One could have argued, but there are going to be rishonim who say that the shuman isn't removed with kinuach and hadacha, like we paskin. So therefore, he says as follows: you need to wait 6 hours, and then, if it's longer than 6 hours, then in such an instance, also, you have to be choshesh for basar bein hashinayim. Okay? Again, v'afilu imsha kishir, im yesh basar bein hashinayim, tzarech lasmira. Even if it's more than 6 hours, you have to remove it. And if you don't, it's going to be aser. Ulefi zeh hatam, continues the Tur, and according to this reason, im lo achlo el shalasa latinok, but if you didn't eat it and you just chewed it, ein tzarech lahamtin, then you don't need to wait. The kivan shelo achlo ein amotzi tam. If there's no basar bein hashinayim and you just chewed it, so then in such a case, then if you just chewed it for a child, no need to do anything. You're going to be fine. V'harambam, but according to the Rambam, it's not that way. Nasan tam l'shihia. He says, why do you have to wait? Mishum basar shebein hashinayim. Because of the meat that's between the teeth. U'lefi dvarav, la'achar shesha kishir, mutter. If you waited 6 hours, it's going to be mutter. Afilu nishar basar bein hashinayim. Even if there is basar bein hashinayim. What's the Tur saying b'dasa Rambam? So let's all take a look at the Rambam that is also photocopied in front of you. The Rambam says at the end of Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf Ches, Mi she'achal basar v'tchila, bein besar behema, bein besarof, lo yachal achar av chalav, ad she'isha b'nei, kidei shir suda acheres. You need to wait 6 hours, like the Gemara tells us. V'hu kemoi she'shois mipnei abasar shel bein hashinayim. You have to wait 6 hours due to the basar bein hashinayim. So says the Tur, the Rambam told us that the whole reason we wait 6 hours is due to the basar bein hashinayim. And the Gemara said that after 6 hours is mutter. And from the Rambam is mash, after 6 hours is mutter. So therefore, it reads as follows. The Gemara tells us that basar bein hashinayim is going to be asur. And the Gemara qualifies that is Misuda Lasuda, and that is Kisheshos. So according to the Rambam, what would emerge is, after 6 hours, you don't have to be concerned about Basar Bein Hashinayim. That would be how the Rambam reads the flow of the Gemara. Again, to see it structured in the Gemara, we have a Basar Adenu Ben Shineim. And then the Gemara says, the shear of that time is Su'uda Achrisa. Once it's Su'uda Achrisa, it's Mutter. And the Rambam says, that's Kishei Shos. Explains the Bach, the first day in the tour, that says that after 6 hours, it's still going to be Usur. That's the Shita of the Rush. That's who the tour is following. Stam Tour is the Rush. So take a look at the Bach. He quotes the Rush. Vizel Loshen Arush. Basar Bein Hashinayim Mahu. Kloimar Mi Havikim Ukal. The Shaila is whether Basar Bein Hashinayim is still Asur after 6 hours. Normally 6 hours is considered Mu'ukal, is considered entirely digested. But what happens? Kivan Ishtah Kol Kachadzman Sudacheres Ve'ein Etzarech Lasira. That was the Gemara's Shaila. That was Rav Acha's Shaila. So Kari Aleha Abosar Odenu Ben Shineim. So to which Rav Chisda responds, Abosar Odenu Ben Shineim, even after 6 hours. Alma Kol Zman Shu Ben Hashinayim Shem Basar Allah Vasal Echol Gvin Ad Sheyisiru Misham. Ah, so if that's so, so then we have the Nafkamina of after 6 hours. And then the tour adds a similar Nafkamina in regards to Loes Latinuk. The Bach then goes on, and he says that this seems to be, in his opinion, Shitas Rashi as well. Rashi would agree with the Rush. If you take a look, and the Bach continues on, V'nizbaru divrei Rabbeinu dilatam rishon depirish Rashi lo ayitzarach lahamtin sheishos b'shul basa bein hashinayim. According to Rashi, in the Havamina of the Gemara, there was no need to wait 6 hours for basar bein hashinayim. Why? Because the Gemara didn't discuss basar bein hashinayim at all, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, what did we read in the Gemara? The whole chash was bein hachanichayim. Diyachal ismoch al nikar ha-basar shebein hashinayim. You could have just relied on doing the nikar. Then comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, but if you found the basar bein hashinayim, then that's going to be usur even after 6 hours. So 6 hours is a shear in the Shuman. Is a shear in the Shuman. However, the Gemara's discussion of basar bein hashinayim is after 6 hours. But the Rambam doesn't learn this way, because the Rambam holds the shear of 6 hours is not in the Shuman. The Rambam makes no mention of the Shuman. So since the Rambam makes no mention of the Shuman, so then in such a case, the whole Gemara is turning on why we're waiting. Why are we waiting? To which the Gemara answers, it's for basar bein hashinayim. So the Zman Misuda Lesuda is only for basar bein hashinayim kimavur Birambam. This is the Bach's explanation to how the Tor understood the Rishonim and how they read the Gemara. Mitsuyak. The only thing is, the Bach himself points out that the read of the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is going to be extremely difficult. And that leads the Pri Chadash to entirely disagree with the tour and the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Bach, and the Bach himself asks, but wait a second. The Gemara up until now already told us that there was a chiyuv of kinuach. The Gemara already told us that there is a chiyuv to wait. So how is it that the Gemara then asks a shaila basar bein hashinayim mahu? Take a look at the Bach. V'yesh lahakshos. V'yesh la'akshos la'rambam. But according to the Rambam, it's shver. May kami boile basar bein hashinayim mahu. Haloi ikar atav detzorech l'shos kishir loy havel basar bein hashinayim. According to the Rambam, the whole tam is basar bein hashinayim that you have to wait in the first place. If that's the whole reason they have to wait in the first place, is because basar bein hashinayim. So what's the Gemara Shaila mahu? What's the din of basar bein hashinayim? According to the Rosh and Rashi, it's Kaftor V'Ferach. According to the Rosh and Rashi, up until now, we've been discussing the wait for 6 hours, and that's regards to Shuman. Now we have a Shaila, more than 6 hours. More than 6 hours, what's going to be the din of Basar Bein Hashinayim? And the way the Bach, you'll take a look, B'siyata D'Shmaya, in the Bach, the way the Bach infers the Rambam is a Shaila Mitzius. It's not Poshut at all. The way the Bach explains the Rambam. Due to this kasha, I'll take your Ha'ara in a second, Liad. If you take a look, the Pri Chadash says that he thinks that the answer to this question is the fact that the Torah is wrong. The Pri Chadash says, and the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. And he says that according to the Rambam, the halacha is that 6 hours is because of Basar Bein Hashinayim. And the Gemara's Shaila is Basar Bein Hashinayim more than 6 hours. Up until now, the Gemara was referring to six hours of some type of Chiyuv, Kinuach, and Adach. I'm being vague about this. Up until now, that there's a Chiyuv to wait. Let's formulate it this way. There's a Chiyuv to wait. So then that's up until 6 hours, with the way the Rambam is going to understand. And that's due to Basar Bein Hashinayim. However, the Gemara then asks, Shaila, the Gemara is asking more than 6 hours. More than 6 hours, what's going to be in regards to Basar Bein Hashinayim? Kari Aleha, the Gemara answers, Basar Adenu Bein Shinayim. Take a look in the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says, Uledati, second wide line in your photocopy on the right side. Mashi Kasar Shaladasa Rav. Im Nishar Basar Bein Hashinayim Lachar Sheishos Mutter Leisa. He says in Mitzius, it doesn't happen that it's Misakel after 6 hours. Ayin Bekresi who plays you, who tries to answer the Pri Chadash. This is the Bas Kash. If it's within 6 hours, my kami boile. Hastamak Amar of Chizr, Vichizach, others showing to learn. He already taught us that halacha that's within 6 hours, it's awesome. So it must be the Shaila is more than 6 hours. The question, of course, is that even the Pri Chadash's Pshat is not so mukhrach in the Gemara. At the end of the day, all the Gemara says is, what about Basar Bein Hashinayim? As if we didn't know about Basar Bein Hashinayim. And the answer is, Basar Adenue Bein Shinayim. There's no mention of more than 6 hours, less than 6 hours. The Pri Chadash is, even though the Bas Kash is a bomb Kasha, and even though Pri Chadash says that might be a reason that your understanding in the Rambam is wrong, at the end of the day, it's not Mukhrach in the Gemara. Finally, within the Rambam himself, it doesn't fit so smoothly within the Rambam. The Rambam says that for 6 hours, it's Aser Mashma, that the whole din of Basar Bein Hashinayim is particularly for 6 hours. But who kamo Sheishos? It's for Sheishos. The Rambam should have said something more. That's going to be Tzarech Iyun number one in the Rambam. Tzarech Iyun number two, a diuk in the Rambam that I'd like to come back to, is that the Rambam says She'ein Asar Bikinuach. The Rambam says that Basar Shel Bein Hashinayim is there for 6 hours because is asar for 6 hours because it's not removed with kinuach. Why did the Rambam add those words? What's the point in the Rambam? She'ein asar bikinuach. The Rambam. Is the Rambam just simply telling us, She'ein asar bikinuach, that even if you did kinuach, it's not going to be removed? Or is the Rambam doing something deeper than that when he says, She'ein asar bikinuach? Could the Rambam be driving at something more than that? Okay. Obviously, the bigger kash is the first as opposed to the second. What's the Rambam driving at when he says, She'ein asar bikinuach? Obviously, it's not sar bikinuach. The Rambam already alluded to that earlier. Okay. Tov. This is the problem in the Rambam, the fundamental problem of Pshat in the Rambam. And now we're going to start fresh the Sugya and see through the base medrash of the Rambam without starting with the assumptions that the Bach is going with the Torah being Meshubit to the Torah. We'll start again. There was a hand before. So far so good? Yes.
I'm just confused. Why can't we just read the Gemara as this is the Rambam's Makor that you even have to wait 6 hours?
Oh, okay. So that's not, you're not being confused. That is the standard Mahalach from the Achronim. Both the Maharam and the Shach in his beautiful Sefer Aroch Mishach, they far enfer the Rambam in the Shach Vitar, and they say it very, very beautifully. I would like you to look up the Aroch Mishach on your own. Look him up on Simin Peites. He quotes the Marashal that rejects the Rambam for these reasons, in Pshat Gemara. Basically, the Marashal in Yamshel Shlomo repeats the kashas of the kasha of the Bach. And if you take a look at Maram, let's look at it inside. I figured that the Chabur, I was deciding whether to do the Aruch Mishach or the Maram, so we want to stay rooted to the Daf. So let's do it in the traditional yeshiva way. It's essentially the same thing, and I'll throw in a couple more diukim that the Shach says to defend to defend the Rambam. It's along the lines of what you said. Take a look at the Maharam, where he quotes the Tur, and he quotes the Kasha. He doesn't quote the name of the Bach, but it's the Bach's Kasha. And in the Maharam, it's the first Maharam of Kufayim and Aleph, he says as follows, Venirim. The Fi Svaras HaRambam, according to Rambam Tzarech Lefarish, Hadi Ka'amar Le'Ravacha Bar Yosef Rechizda Basar Shemein HaShinayim Mahu, Lav Biloshan Ba'i Ka'amar Le. It's not that he's asking a new Shaila. According to your Pshat Liad, you're going to have to be Madchik Ba'i. It's not that he was asking a new Shaila. Ela Biloshan Kaishi Vestira L'dvarav. He was asking that his Pshat is difficult and he was rejecting it. But he was being a good Talmud. He wasn't saying, Rebbe, you're wrong. He's saying, Rebbe, I don't understand. But really what he was doing is he was challenging it in a respectful way. What's the reason that it's asr? Mishum basar bein hashinayim. You're saying you have to wait. Why would you have to wait? Why would you have to wait? Basar bein hashinayim mahu. Where did you get this idea of basar bein hashinayim? Where did this come from? In other words, Rav Acha intuned that Rav Chisda was introducing a new idea of basar bein hashinayim, and it's not that he's asking him a shayla, but he's saying, mahu, where does this come from? Ratzalomar heina chashuvot. It's not chashuv basar. V'kari alea, and Rav Chisda responded, l'taretz dvarav, da basar adenu shenem, shma mina de mikru basar. No, basar bein hashinayim is chashuv. The havamina of the Gemara was that it's not chashuv kamash malan, that it is chashuv. In other words, the Gemara is being mevarer, shitas, Rav Chisda gufa in the shach l'taretz. The shach adds in Aruch Mishach so beautifully. He says, the word kari aleha is strange. He called on it, the pasuk. It should have said that he answered the shayla. Amar le, what's kari aleha? So says the shach, kari aleha is, he says, kri, this is the pasuk that I'm basing myself on. You're asking me what's the makar? The shach learns, v'amevin yavin, that Rav Acha assumed that it was due to Shuman and not due to bein hashinayim. So kri aleha. He says he called on it the pasuk of Basar Denishan. So it fits beautifully in the words, even though you have to be matchik boy. But it turns out the Maharam was mechaving to the Meiri. If you take a look, the Meiri, I saw this, by the way, in a fantastic sefer for those who enjoy the poskim that start mamish from the sugya and through the Rishonim to Alach Lamaisa, one of the best svarim. It's very hard to find those svarim because someone who's really makif the Rishonim, and then toward all the way through the Halacha, that's a very, very hard thing to do. Almost all the Sfarim, the Kitzer Sfarim that I mentioned to you on Monday, they don't start from the Sugis. But there is a big Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, the Vayizra Yitzchak, Rav Zafrani. Rav Zafrani is a big Sfardic Posek in Yerushalayim. He has a Sfarim that mamish start from the Sugis, summarizing the Rishonim all the way, an analysis of the Rishonim, and to Halach Lamaisa. So I saw in Rav Zafrani's Sefer is that he pointed out this is it's impressive. He's quoting the Maharams and the Maharshas and so on. So he quotes the Maharam, and then he found that the Meiri Mamish said that same shot, that the Meiri says third line into Dibar Maskel Lahadar, which is on the back of your back of the stapled pages. He says Umitoch Kvodo Lo Ratzel Hakshus Lo El Derech Sheila. That he didn't want to ask it b'derech kusha, he wanted to ask b'derech sheila. Klomar shakinuach vaday maver shanunis. So the kinuach removes a shanunis. So what are you being choshesh for? What are you being choshesh for? So basically, the shach and the aruch mishach and the maram were mechaving to the meiri's pshat. The meiri doesn't say it b'das harambam, but it would work beautifully. B'das HaRambam and Enoch Hanami, there's already Makar in the Kadmoinim that B'toch Kavod, he was asking that question. And that would be the Pshat in the Gemara. The Hainu, the Gemara is being Malabain, what is the nature of the Chiyuv? And then the Gemara answers, it's due to Basar Bein Hashinai. Okay, so this is the way, it's a beautiful Pshat, how the Rambam is going to learn. And ultimately, this would fit in beautifully with the way the Torah and the Bach understand. Yes, Lee.
Just like one last rhyme for this, which is also just like a very nice way for us to get together. And for the Rambam, it makes so much Sunset, that immediately after the question of Basar Ben Shinayim is the first time you hear about Merkel Kvansuda Prisi.
That's
because we're establishing it the way because the Basar Ben Shinayim.
That's the next part of the Chabura. That's the next part of the Chabura. Beautiful, beautiful. Hafuch. You know, Lahavdil, Rabbi Braunschweigel said that that the Rav didn't like it when you beat him to a Kiddush. So he said that this in the 50s, the Rav was fire. The Rav mellowed a lot in the late after his wife passed away in the 60s and the 70s. So he said that one time, the Rav, after 2 hours, was developing a Mahalach. And the Rav used to refer to Rabbi Braunschweigel as the Mexican jumping bean. He would sit in the front, and he was always excited to be Mosif. So Rabbi Braunschweigel screamed out the whole. Rabbi Braunschweigel, Rabbi Schechter were close friends. Rabbi Braunschweigel would sit all the way in the front. Rabbi Schechter would sit all the way in the back. It's in the. There's a famous picture where the Rav is speaking with like this. So they've Rabbi Eric Heffet has labeled every person in the picture. Now the only one, almost all the Talmidim are holding pencils. One of the only ones is. Is Rav Schechter in the back who's looking like this, like he still sits like front. This? What's that?
He's right in the front.
Not in the picture I'm talking about.
This one where he's like this?
Yeah, he's in both pictures. He's always like that. So he's all the way in the back. Rav Schechter was the only one that didn't take notes, interestingly, B'Shas Maisa. He somehow remembered the whole shiur. And that was, interestingly, the most important notebook of the shiur. Anyhow, sorry, Braunschweigel... screamed out the Yisod that the Rav was about to say, and he said the Rav was holding a big Rajba. In those days, I remember as a kid, the Rajbas were very large, and he said he brought it down. He said he stopped an inch above his head. So in the olden days, that's what they would do. All right. So beautiful. What's that? No. Okay. Nowadays, you never know, right? Okay. So all right. So this is the now let's take a look at the Rishonim, okay? Now let's take a look at the Rishonim and see how they learned up the sugya. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban is, don't be fooled by the way the pages set out this Ramban. Dainu, in my opinion, this Ramban is smash in middle of the Machlokas Rishonim that we had about whether kinuach and hadacha removes the iser of basar or not. And in the middle of that discussion, the Ramban then quotes the Gemara Basar Bein Hashinayim. So let's now take a look at how the Ramban does it. Don't be thrown off that says Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yamin's Ramban, the newer Ramban, even they're more audacious. They separated this into a separate paragraph. When he is daiti, all the printers are playing games with the Ramban to make him readable, but I think the unreadable version is actually the correct one. Let's take a look. Zot de'el Ramban. Basar ben ha-shinayim mahu, pirush. Zeh she'asarte mishum basar shel ben ha-shinayim v'tam basar shel b'fiv. This that you learned, that the reason is that you have to wait is because of the basar ben ha-shinayim. Aval kinuach piv v'adayin basar ben shinov mahu. Says the Ramban beautifully. Oh, what a beautiful pshat. Says the Ramban Azay. Ramban says, this that we learned, that the reason why we do kinuach and hadacha is to remove the basar ben hachanichayim, the Ramban is making an assumption that the kinuach and hadacha has always been to remove the Shuman. Who's that like, Rabosai? That's like Shitas Rashi, right? The way Rashi learned our sugya. So now the Gemara has a new shaila. Now the Gemara brings in a new variable. Basar ben ha-shinayim. What happens if the kinuach didn't remove the basar ben ha-shinayim? The kinuach is better at removing the shuman. Oh, hint, hint. That was what the Rambam meant all the way at the end of Perek Tes. That the basar is not removed below kinuach. In other words, you could do kinuach, but that will remove the basar ben the shuman, but won't remove the basar ben ha-shinayim. That's a metzius that the Ramban is assuming. V'amalei, and the response is asur. In such a case, it's going to be asur. The response is that's going to be asur. Lu yitzuyer the kinuach would remove it. It will be fine. However, the shaila was, what happens if it didn't? And the answer is, if it didn't, then it's habasar adenu ben shneim, then it's going to be asur. Then the Rabban continues, and he says, Rabbeinu HaGadol V'HaGa'onim Machmirim. The Ga'onim are Machmir, that's sheep the first day in Tosas, that Kinuach is not enough. Shil Molei Yev Shebi Kinuach HaPeh, Lo Yayimar Ukva Meikel Shloi Kinuach V'Kar Atzmoi Chomitz Bei Hayayin. So ultimately the Ramban says, we hold that Kinuach is not enough, not like this day. Kinuach is not enough. So Rabosai, in parentheses, beautiful parentheses, but in parentheses, why does the Ramban talk about this massive machlokes rishon, whether Kinuach works? Then he's mazgir the Gemara Shah, the Basar Bein Shinaim, and then he comes back and he's machriya l'chumra on that shayla. The way the Ramban should have been written is the Ramban should have mentioned this massive machlokas rishonim that we discussed last week, whether kinuach hadach is enough, and then he should have been mazgir the Gemara Shaila Basar Bein Hashinayim. Why does the Ramban go interrupt that machlokas and then come back and say we're machmir? Okay, now this is the most subtle point of the Chabura. For those who are following along the shitas and are not following the pshat diuk I'm making, that's fine, but I do think I want to make a really gishmak a point in pshat, and that again, that question is, why did the Ramban stick this in to the shayla of whether kinuach and hadach works or not? Close parentheses. You could follow the rest of the chabura even without that shayla. Let's come back again and contrast in general the shitas that we have. We have the pshat according to the Ramban, as we saw from the Aruch Mishach and the Maharam, that the Gemara's shayla is, the Gemara is asking, Basar Bein Hashinayim is saying, Mehechi Tesi, that there is such a chshash. The Gemara is saying, because of Basar Eidenu Ben Shinehem. The standard Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Rosh. What's the Mahalach of the Rosh? The Rosh says, we have 6 hours, boom, you have 6 hours, and then we have another Shaila. What about the Basar Bein Hashinayim after 6 hours? According to the Tur and the Bach, the Nafkamina is going to be the Basar Bein Hashinayim after 6 hours, as well as what happens if you don't put it on the Chanichayim, you just put it onto your teeth. Those are going to be the two Nafkaminas. And then we have this third shot of the Ramban in the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, Kinuach will take care of Basar Bein Hashinayim. But what happens if you found Basar Bein Hashinayim? And the answer is that's going to be Asur. Ad kan Divrei HaRamban. The Ritva, who's following the Ikve HaRamban, presents a more explicit pshat in the Gemara. We're going to see that, in my opinion, he's working off of the Ramban, but he's going to start from a very, very different place. Comes along the Ritva, Dibra Maskel, Basar Shel Bein Hashinayim Mahu, and this is going to be our fourth pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara. We have Rush and Ramban, the standard, as in the standard way we had learned, the Ramban, and fourth pshat is going to be the Ritva. Let's take a look. Ritva di Ramaskal Basar Shel Bein Hashinayim Mahu. Says the Ritva, Pirush, Le'inyin Su'uda Shnia. Oh. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, this Shaila is the second meal. What does that mean, the second meal? That means we're talking about the Su'uda Achrisa. Enoughik mitayras basar oiloi. If you've waited 6 hours, has it exited the state of basar? On a su'uda achrisi, this is different than the Ramban. The Ramban made no mention of su'uda achrisi. The Ritva says we're talking about another meal, and the shaila is, if after Su'udah, when it's Su'udah Shniyah, is it still considered Basar? Similar to the Rush. V'amevinyon. Similar to the Rush. V'amalei. And the response is, D'tzarech Kinuach. Ki odenu shein Basar alav. It needs Kinuach, because it has a shein Basar. D'chsiv ha-Basar adenu v'shneim. And then the Ritva continues, D'ila b'suda rishona, pshita d'teres Basar alav. If we're talking about Suda Rishona, it's Pashut that it has Tiras Basar. It's going to be Pashut that has Tiras Basar. Ulefichach hitzrichu elav kinuach. And therefore needs kinuach. I understood that the Ritva was saying after 6 hours. After 6 hours, it's going to need kinuach. And what is suda achrisi? Vahadar minam besuda achrisi? Hainu kederech sha'oilam oichlin achas shachris v'achas ben arbayim v'chein das haga'oinim. So the Ritva says as follows. The Gemara asks, after 6 hours, what happens if you have Basar Bein Ashinayim? That's what the Gemara Shaila is. After 6 hours, would you still say it as Tairis Basar? And that's the Pasuk. Basar Edenu Bein Shineyem. And then he concludes, V'chein Das HaGa'aynim. And this is what the Ga'aynim holds. Oh. What does the Ritva mean, V'chein Das HaGa'aynim? If you take a look throughout the Ritva refers to the Ga'aynim as the shita that we spoke about, that kinuach and hadacha doesn't work. Kinuach and hadacha is not enough. So says the Ritva as follows. According to the Ga'anim, the Gemara Shaila can't be bitoch oso su'uda. It has to be su'uda achrisi. Because if it was bitoch oso su'uda, or is miyad oso su'uda, it's not going to work because kinuach and adacha doesn't work. It's not matir. So therefore, the Gemara Shaila has to be l'su'uda achrisi. It has to be l'su'uda achrisi. And then he says, "Avo b'taisis pirshu shalochil kubadavar." But Taisis disagrees. Taisis holds that all you don't need is six full hours. Could be that that works well with Rabbeinu Tam, who said that all you need is kinuach and adacha. So then in such a case, then our shayla is not going to be suda achrisi 6 hours later. So the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says that according to the Ga'anim, what emerges is that the Gemara shayla has to be suda achrisi already 6 hours later. And the shayla of the Gemara is as follows. The shayla is, do we say once it's already after 6 hours that the basar is still considered basar? And the answer is yes. But kinuach and adacha for sure is not going to work. Why? Because the Goyim already told us it's not going to work. Oh, nachzor ledivrei Ramban. Now let's go to the Ramban. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban said, you did kinuach. You did kinuach. But the shaila is the basar bein hashinayim. The Ramban is in the middle of developing the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he was doing above. Rashita Rabbeinu Tam that says kinuach and adacha works. According to the Ramban, the Gemara Shaila is, if you do kinuach and adacha, miyad, right after you wait. Maybe in such a case that would be enough. So what Rav Acha comes back to Rav Chisda and says, what do you have to wait for? Why are you waiting? He's saying, why are you waiting? In theory, kinuach and adacha is going to be enough. Do you have to be choshesh for the basar bein hashinayim when you did kinuach and adacha when you found basar bein hashinayim? Because you told me kinuach and adacha is going to be enough. That's what you said upstairs in the Gemara. Amalei kriyaleha v'abasar idenu ben shineim. He said the halach is that's going to be asur. But the Ramban makes no mention that we're talking about suda achrisi. Why? Because the Ramban is going lefi the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Gaonim. Hence, the Ramban reads as follows. The Ramban, who above was explaining that day of Rabbeinu Tam, explains the Gemara Basar Bein Hashinayim according to that day. And then the Ramban says, Rabbeinu Agoto Machmirin. They're Machmir, and they say Kinuach HaAdacha doesn't work. Even though, if you ask me, says the Ramban, that's the way I'm going to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is not going to be talking about Suda Achrisi. But rather, nevertheless, the Rif was Machmir. And since they were Machmir, so then the Ramban says that is not going to be Lahalacha. And therefore, that's not the way to read Pshat in Gemara. And obviously, you're going to need to go to one of the Ramban's Talmidim, who's going to spell out what the Ramban would have said according to the other day. That's what the Ritva is doing. That fits in beautifully according to what the Ramban starts. Like, usually what happens is, when you have a great, great Rebbe who's makiv so much, he already alludes to the idea, and then you have many Talmidim that are markiv, and there's no greater example in that than the Ramban and his Talmidim. So that's what's happening with this Ritva. Uma'od samachti, that already the Taisis Yomtiv was mechavin to this in the Rosh, that this is exactly the Pshat in the Rosh as well. Take a look. that Madani Yomtif on the Rosh and Kufhei. Let's see the Rosh inside. We saw the Rosh in the Bath. Now let's take a look and see the Rosh through the eyes of the Madani Yomtif. Remember, let's remind ourselves, what was the Rosh Hashita? The Rosh Hashita is, you have to wait 6 hours. And if you wait 6 hours, so what's going to emerge is that's going to be mutter. That's what the Gemara says, Sudach Risi. But what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila was, after 6 hours, if you find the Basar, Bein Hashinayim. Let's see that in the Rosh inside again. That's what we saw in the Tur, and that's how the Derech that the Tur is following. Zok Dehele Gerash. Amar Rav Chizda Achal Basar Asa Lechal Gvina. Gvina Mutal Lechal Basar. Amar Rav Achabred Rav Yosef Rav Chizda Basar Shebein Shemayim Mahu. Kloimar, explains the Rosh. Mi Havikimu Ukal. Is the Basar Bein Hashinayim considered already, how would you describe Mu'ukal? Deteriorated? Kiva Dinishta Kol Kach. Adzman Suda Achrina. Vein Tzarech Lasir. Do you have to remove it or not? So the Torah understood his father well. Comes along the Madani Yomtif, Oiz Dalid. Kloy Mar Miyavi Kimukal Kiva Dinishta. Lishitase! The Rosh is Lishitase. The Svirale. Deloy Mahani Kinu Achmanitila Bein Basar Legivina. Oh, the Rosh is writing like a Paisik, which ultimately is going to lead to the great Sefer Tur that's going to all follow, which ultimately the Shulchan Aruch is going to follow. It all starts with how you read Pshat Gemara. Tur is based, Shulchan Aruch is based on how you read Pshat Gemara. So comes along the Rosh. I'm not yet explaining Pshat Gemara, I will shortly. But the Rosh builds his Psakim as follows. He brings the Machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim, whether Kinuach and Adach is enough or not. And then he learns the Gemara of Basar Bein Hashinayim. The Taisus Yomtif understands that the Rosh was Machriya on that Shaila. By the way, I don't know if it's Mukhruch in the Rosh, but that's how the Madani Yomtif understands that he was Machriya on that Shaila. Kinuach and Adacha doesn't work. So then the Rosh is going to theorize Basar Bein Hashinayim is going to develop that Shaila Basar Bein Hashinayim. Then it has to be Suda Achrisi like we saw in the Ritva. It has to be Suda Achrisi because if it's going to be also Suda, the halacha is that you can't even do Kinuach Vadacha. So it has to be after 6 hours. It has to be after 6 hours. Then the Gemara Shaila Basar Bein Hashinayim is after 6 hours. That's how to read the Piskei Harosh. The Ramban, he's not Meshuvah to that. The Ramban's not Meshuvah. The Ramban says, I'm going to read the Gemara differently. And the Ramban is going to fit better if I could in Pshat. Lania's Daiti, there's a lot of room to argue this, how Rashi read the Gemara. Up until now, we've been talking about Kinuach and Adacha. Sudach Risi hasn't been mentioned at all. What's Kinuach and Adacha for? Zok the Ramban, to remove the Shuman. That's how Rashi learned throughout the Sugya. That's how Rashi learned throughout the Sugya. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, HaBasar Bein Hashinayim. Gemara was only talking about Shuman. But what about the Basar Bein Hashinayim? According to the Rambam, you're going to get stuck, because L'chura at first glance, there was no Shuman. But then the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara asks, Basar Bein Hashinayim. So the Gemara tells us, no, Basar Bein Hashinayim, you have to be Choshish for. And then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, and why do you have to, and how much do you have to wait? The Gemara never told us. The Gemara just said you can't eat immediately afterwards. It says the Gemara, L'su'uda Achrisi. The Gemara only introduces Su'uda Achrisi after the Shaila Basar Bein Hashinayim. And the Ramban is going to say to the Rosh, and maybe as well to all of the other Machmirim by Kinuach and Adacha, he's going to say, come on, you fudge the Gemara. Dahainu. How do you know that there's a din of Su'ud Achrisi? The Gemara hasn't introduced Su'ud Achrisi yet. So the Ramban is going to say, the Gemara is talking, Miyad! Kinuach and Adacha works! To which then the Gemara asks, but what if you still see Basar Bein Hashinayim? To which the Gemara says, Basar Adenu Bein Hashinayim. Then the Gemara comes along and says, ah, but what is the shear of Basar Bein Hashinayim? The shear of that is Su'ud Achrisi. And then the Rishayim are going to argue, what is that definition of the Achrisi? Then it might be 6 hours. But the Ritva and the Rosh can't learn that way. Because they're going according to the Gaonim. Once they're going according to the Gaonim are going to have to learn that somehow the Gemara knew about Seuda Achrisi already when it had the Shaila Basar Bein Hashinayim. And since the Gemara knew about Seuda Achrisi, so then in such a case that it has to be that what we're talking about is after Seuda Achrisi, the Basar Bein Hashinayim. Because Kinuach and Adacha is not going to work to be Matir till 6 hours according to the Gaonim. So therefore the rush ends up with his Pshita as the Taisus Yom Tov elucidates. Misameach. Misameach. Okay, so let's summarize what we have now. I'll take Rabbi Yamin's Ha'ara. We have the Bach's understanding, the standard understanding in the Torah and the Rush, that we have a fundamental machlokus between the Rambam on the one hand and Rush and Rashi on the other. And then we saw that the Ramban and the Ritva are Markiv, the machlokus of the Gaonim, with their understanding of the Shaila Basar Bein Hashinayim. And different Rishonim are going to stand it differently. And really, the Rush's Shita was born out, according to the Taisus Yom Tov, from the fact that he already paskin like the Gaonim, as a Mukhruch in the Ritva himself. In other words, the Ritva actually supports the Madani on this point. And the Ramban is not Meshubit to that. The Ramban has much more leeway. And the Ramban says, if you ask me, in my heart of hearts, I think that Basar Bein Hashinayim is presuming that after Kinuach and Hadacha is going to be Mutter, but the Shaila is, what happens if you had Kinuach and Hadacha and you found Basar Bein Hashinayim? And that's when the Gemara reveals that you have the din of Basar Bein Hashinayim. Okay. Yes, Rabbi Yamin.
You're saying that your Ramban Pshat Rabbi Tam is that you have to wait a Suda for the Basar Bein Hashinayim?
No. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there would have been room to say that you don't even have to wait a Suda.
He says for sure you don't have to wait a Suda.
Correct. Correct. It works beautifully. Right, within those days. Correct.
So say
the Ramban again? Let's read the Ramban in the words. Let's give it the broader context. The Ramban above was explaining the Shita of what we refer to as the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And he then starts, obviously in the Ramban there wasn't Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, and then he starts with the Gemara, Basar Shel Bein Hashinayim Mahu. My theory that I'm throwing out to the Chabura, and you'll let me know if ultimately you're Mekabel it, is that the Ramban over here is still within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And he's saying, Pirush. This that we say it's aser due to beinachinichayim avol kinuach piv. But what happens if he already did kinuach? And according to the Gaonim, that's going to be enough to do. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's going to be enough to do kinuach. Va'adayin baser bein shinav. But now says the Ramban, wait a second. The Gemara is saying Kinuach takes care of the time of Chanichayim, the way Rashi learned. But what about Basar Bein Hashinayim? We haven't brought up Basar Bein Hashinayim at all. It's not that according to the Ramban, Udi'imei, maybe, and as well as the Ritva, like we saw within the Maharam and so on, that the Gemara is going through a whole paradigm shift. That the Maharam says that he understood that it was due to Basar Bein Hachanichayim, and he's saying, and where did you come up with this chshash of Basar Bein Hashinayim? I think that's wrong. Rav Acha says to him, and Rav Chizkiah says, I'm right, because of HaBasar Bein Hashinayim. No. What's happening is, fine, you took care of the Bein Hachanichayim. You need to do that. And that's what Kinuach and Hadacha does. And really, it should be mutter to eat miyad. But there's a good chance if you're going to be eating miyad, there's also going to be Basar Bein Hashinayim. Amalei, Aser, he's saying, you're right, it's going to be Aser. There's Tzvei Dinim, there's the halacha of the Bein HaChanichayim, and then there's another halacha, Bein HaShinayim. And the Kinuach is Matir in general, the Bein HaChanichayim. That's what the Kinuach does, it's Matir the Bein HaChanichayim. However, if you find Basar Bein HaShinayim, it's going to be Aser. Dahainu, that it's not that we're Choshesh for the Basar Bein HaShinayim, but Bidiyavid, if you find the Basar Bein HaShinayim, then such is the case, it's going to be Asar. By the way, in the Maskana, once we hold Suda Achrisi, we might hold that Basar Bein HaShinayim is L'chatchil, you have to be Chaysh, not only Bidiyavid if you find it. But right now, at this stage, it's going to be Bidiyavid if you find it. Ein HaChanami, it's going to be Asar. Then we come along and we're Mechadesh more. We're Mechadesh that Kinuach and Adacha is going to be enough, only if you know that the Kinuach and Adacha is going to remove the Basar Bein HaShinayim. And if you don't do Kinuach and Adacha, then in such a case, you're going to need 6 hours, Yesh Lachkar, if now you're waiting 6 hours because of the Shuman or the Basar. But this is how the Ramban is going to learn the Basar Bein HaShinayim. This is how the Ramban is going to learn the Shakta L'Tarid Mar. Yes, Binyam?
I'm not getting... If we say that the Ramban is saying that really you only need Kinuach and Adacha, and then you go and you do it, right?
Right.
But then if you have Basar Bein HaShinayim, so that's still considered Basar.
Correct.
So then we, and then therefore you have to wait 6 hours again. Why can't you just, if you take it out,
So then you're going to have to wait 6 hours if you didn't do Kinuach and Adacha. If you didn't do Kinuach
and Adacha, then it doesn't have to do with having Basar Bein HaShinayim.
Oh, it might be both Shashos. That's what I just alluded to now. Could be a Yechoshesh for both. That's the next thing that we have to examine. In other words, what we haven't done, Liad asked me if we're going to do Suda Achrisi. We haven't really done Suda Achrisi out of stuff. This is just in terms of how to understand the Shaila of the Gemara of Basar Bein HaShem. Gishmak. Okay. Im Kenim Advarim Rabbeisai, I want to show you that the Lev Aryeh basically answered the world famous Kasha on the Rambam basically by being Mechavein to the Ramban. He was Mechavin to the Ramban and the Ritva. So if you take a look on the same page of your Rambam, I have their photocopied Lev Aryeh. Lev Aryeh was a very popular Achron on Chulin once upon a time. And he's. If you take a look, it's by Shum. It's in hieroglyphics. He quotes the Maharam. Everybody see that? Shum, Amar Le Ravacha. Scan and Liad, you can pull it up in normal print on your computers. V'hikshe ma'aram, Lev Aryeh. V'hikshe ma'aram, v'chein pri chodosh. Dim kein, they ask on the Rambam, ma boy hocha basar bin ashnai mahu, ha'taima de Rav Chisda, we're going back to our original kasha that we started with. The rationale of Rav Chisda is, the matzrich, shehiya, eino rak mishum, should be another yud, shehiya is with two yuds. The matzrich shehiya ain't a rak mishum basar shebein hashinayim. What's the Gemara Shaila? The whole time we've been discussing that the chash is basar bein hashinayim according to Rambam. Because according to Rambam, that's the whole chash. Ube pashut yesh lomar daha gufa mi boilei. So like Liad said, the standard mahalach is always to say that's gufa the Gemara's kasha. But he's going to do it differently than the way the shach and the maram did it. Daha gufa mi boilei. Says the Lev Aryeh, the Gemara's Shaila is as follows. The Gemara's Shaila is, when you say you could do kinuach, is the kinuach going to remove the basar bein hashinayim, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about basar bein hashinayim? Or no, that the kinuach is not going to remove the basar bein hashinayim, and therefore you have to be choshesh even after the kinuach for basar bein hashinayim? So the Gemara's shaila is gufa, whether kinuach is going to be enough. And that's a beautiful shaila, because we've just been developing kinuach, 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 kinuach. So then Rav Chisda said you have to wait. Comes along Rav Acha, and Rav Acha says, Rav Chisda, wait a second, why do you have to wait? Ah, is it because of basar bein hashinayim that the kinuach is not going to remain? Habasar oidenu ben shineim. Oidenu ben shineim. It's still between the teeth. The kinuach is not enough. Oidenu ben shineim. It's still there. You have to be choshesh, even though you did kinuach. That's gufa the maskana sagamara according to the Rambam. That's how the Leiv Aryeh learns the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. Kari Olah, he said, no, it's a pasuk. That Kinuach and Adach is not going to be enough. Ah, Gishmak. In Kainim Advarim, you could learn that this Gufa is a Shakla V'Tarya even according to Rashi. It fits beautifully in Rashi. What did Rashi tell us? Let's put all the Rashis that we started out with. What did Rashi say? That what does Kinuach and Adocha do? He said it removes the Basar Bein HaChanichayim. He said it twice. Then Rashi, what did we see? Rashi holds like the Rambam in regards to Kinuach and the Gaonim, that Kinuach and Adocha doesn't work from Basar to Gvina. Why? It develops as follows. The Gemara says Kinuach and Adocha is a Matir. Comes along with Chizr said, you have to wait. Wait a second. What about Kinuach and Adacha? That's the way Rav Acha understood it. Rav Acha said, you're still being choshish for Basar Bein HaShinayim even after Kinuach and Adacha? There's going to be someone who's going to come along. His name is going to be Rabbeinu Tam. And he's going to say that you don't have to be choshish after Kinuach Adacha. Are you, Rav Chizda, being choshish for that? Comes along Rav Chizda, yes. Oidenu ben shineim. Even if you do kinuach and adocha, it's still going to be ben hashinayim. Oh, what's the shear of that? The shear of that is 6 hours. That's ben sud as the Gemara fears eyes. So that would fit beautifully Lania's daiti. What seems to me, according to Rashi, even according to Rashi, you could learn that as the pshat in the Gemara. Then Rashi and the Rambam, we're not arguing. Then Rashi and the Rambam will be fine. We have pshat now, and we also have an omek of what the Rambam says. Mipnei habasar shel bein hashinayim she'eino sar b'kinuach. What does the Rambam mean when eino sar b'kinuach? You're right. Kinuach and adocha we saw works, but it doesn't work for basar bein hashinayim. Aye, what is the shear for that then? For basar bein hashinayim, the shear is going to be 6 hours. In kainim advarim. So then, in such a case, we would suggest humbly to the Bach, that according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, Rashi Meichi Tesi is going according to the Rush. It could be that Rashi learns like the Rambam. So in other words, it comes out, according to the pshat that we're suggesting, the Fil Leiv Aryeh, that's how it's going to work. And the Leiv Aryeh didn't make this up. Not only is it a beautiful pshat, the seeds of the pshat of the Leiv Aryeh, what Rav Rosenzweig Shlita would call the echoes of the Leiv Aryeh's pshat in the Rambam, the echoes of that pshat are already in the Ramban and the Ritva. Because the Ritva himself said that if the Ritva had already said that that you need Kinuach and Adacha, so then in such a case, the Kinuach and Adacha should have removed the Basar Bein HaShinayim. And if you say Kinuach and Adacha doesn't work, so then in such a case, you have to be talking about Suda Achrini. In other words, the Ritva himself was struggling with this question whether Kinuach and Adacha is going to remove the Basar Bein HaShinayim. And that already came from the Ramban. So what's the echoes over here? Azai. According to Ramban, what happens is as follows. Ramban says, Kinuach and Adacha doesn't remove Basar Bein HaShinayim. Doesn't necessarily remove it. Doesn't remove Basar Bein HaShinayim. So Kinuach and Adacha is not going to remove Basar Bein HaShinayim. But it could be. All you need to do is take out, the Ramban had said, the Basar Bein HaShinayim afterwards. But the Rambam is going to disagree with the Ramban, and he's going to say no. Kinuach and Adacha removes the Shuman. But now the Gemara says, you have to be Choshesh for Basar Bein HaShinayim for 6 hours. Because the Kinuach and Adacha, it's not a suffix whether it removes it. According to the Rambam, it doesn't. As the Rambam said, She'ein Osar B'Kinuach. And that's goof what the Gemara was being Mechadesh. So the Gemara originally thought that the Kinuach and Adacha is going to be enough. Like the Ramban himself said, like it works within Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Gemara itself is struggling with that idea that the Kinuach and Adacha doesn't remove the Basar Bein HaShinayim. So Ramban says, what the Gemara just means is, if you find it, you have to be machmir. Says the Rambam, no, the Gemara is saying more than that. It's Einosar B'Kinuach. Dahainu, what Rabbeinu Tam assumed is going to be enough, That's not true. That's what the Gemara is saying. That is not going to be true. Kari Allah, he said exactly. Habasar Aydenu Ben Shinim. It's still going to be in the teeth, even if the kinuach is going to be done. Siyata Deshmaya, this is Pshat in Gemara. To summarize, we have the starting out the way the world says it, based on the tour, is that the tour put his father, which is clear in the Shita that says that after 6 hours, the Basar Bein HaShinayim is still going to be Asr. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that the Shir is 6 hours. The world asks, how did the Rambam read the Gemara? So we have the Pshat of the Maram. And then we saw that the Ramban and the Ritva have a different Mahalach. That Mahalach ultimately is the Mahalach that the Lev Aryeh gives in the Rambam. And that approach actually fits in beautifully according to Rashi, that we're saying that Kinuach and Hadacha removes the Basar, the Shuman, doesn't remove the Basar Bein HaShinayim. The Gemara is introducing Basar Bein HaShinayim, and the Gemara is saying that's going to be another din. That's going to be the other din of Basar Bein HaShinayim. Siyata Deshmaya, that might be shot in the Gemara. Okay, next week, Rav Gidon is going to give Chabura on Netilas Yadayim. He said he's going to focus on the mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim, the nature of takanas Netilas Yadayim, which is the bottom, second and third to last tosas on Kuvav Amud Aleph, and we as a Chabura are going to be up to Kuv Zayin next week. Correct? Mm-hmm. We're going to be up to Kuv Zayin. That means that next week is the last week before Rosh Hashanah. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We're gonna do Tshuva. We're gonna be really Amel. Aseres Yimei Tshuva starts. We're going to do probably the most important daf in all of Isser V'Heter, and that's Daf Kuf Ches. So what we're probably gonna do in terms of chaburas is we'll probably sit a few chaburas on Daf Kuf Ches, but we'll start with the first chabura on Kuf Ches in Aseres Yimei Tshuva Mirtzeh Hashem. We're gonna take off Som Gedalia. Another Som Gedalia, we won't have a Chabura. I believe Wednesday is Som Gedalia. So we won't have a Chabura on Som Gedalia. And we'll give ourselves like a week and a half for Kuf Ches. In terms of Chaburas, I would imagine even Sukkot will probably have another Chabura on Kuf Ches as well. The timing is perfect. So we go into the Bein HaZman, and with Daf Kuf Ches and Daf Kuf Ches, we'll have segued from the introductory Dapim and from the Sugya Matilas Yadayim to this is the meat and potatoes. It's mamish pshuto kemashro, the tipa that falls onto the meat. No, onto potatoes, makes it even more interesting. So tipa falls onto potatoes, that's mamish, that's daf kufches, tipas cholov. So mirtz Hashem, that's our schedule.